The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, June 16th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of Easter Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well, and happy Father's Day to everyone who's a father. I'm very
Is it Father's Day today?
Very, very proud. I just looked that up and told you. And no, I didn't. He actually looked it up and told me.
He was like, "Are you sure?" So I thought I'd throw a little doubt in there. Yeah, we record this a little early, so yeah, it's Father's Day.
Yep.
Happy Father's Day, sir.
Your father's still doing pretty good, isn't he?
Oh, isn't that great? He's rocking and rolling, man.
Yeah, mine's been cold for about 12, 14 years, but he's his essence is doing very well. Just want, you know, I'm pretty brutally honest. But I had a wonderful time when
he was
here.
You should write Hallmark cards for the love of all that is good in Denmark. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm all about mortality, and I've come to peace with my own far better than I used to.
There's a difference between I've come to grips with it. He's been cold for 14. Thanks, Ed. For everybody out there getting a tissue right now. Jesus.
Hey, his spirit is as warm as it ever has been.
All right, I'm going to back off this topic.
So,
yeah, I'm going to. Happy Father's Day, everybody. We're out of here.
Hey, I'm as happy now as I was then. I just have had to surrender to the fact that I wanted to hold on to a physical body, but yet the inner part was eternal. So I'm all about the eternal part.
I hope so.
That was an interesting intro to Vital Health Radio.
interesting is a word for it.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not going to be playing fuzzy, warm music behind that.
Click. Everybody just went click.
No. They're still around because they want to hear our witty banter and all the information you're going to bring them about health and fitness.
Well, I went to get gas with Cody the other day, our great IT person, podcast guru, Brian Strickland, both of those. And have you ever been to Weigel's? I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, no.
It could be Wiggles, but
it's Weigel's. Weigel's. Okay. No, Wiggles is weird. No.
Okay, well, you're right.
Yeah. You're batting 1,000 3 minutes in.
I'm going to Wiggles.
Okay.
Well, okay. So why am I talking about Weigel's?
I don't know.
It's a convenience gas station.
Uh-huh.
Here's the reason. I had heard through the grapevine that they actually sell a few healthy products. Never heard of that in the convenience store, so I had to check it out. Went up there to Weigel's and could not believe it.
Really?
So we asked the manager, can we do a video in here just to talk about it? And they called 14 different people, executives and everybody, and they could not get permission. So we walked outside. Well, we bought the few things that I found in there. They have organic coffee in the machines. They have organic coffee on sale in the business.
Wow.
They have low-carb snacks. Could not believe it, that were pretty darn clean.
Wow.
They had a yogurt type of probiotic drink that was, it was about $3.99, a little bit pricey, but fabulous ingredients, along with all the chocolate donuts and the big wieners that were rolling on the hot rollers. But that's okay. As long as you offer about 7 to 10 things, in case I'm in a pinch, I can grab something that's not going to kill me. Yes.
Yeah.
So, Weigel's, we have two in Chattanooga. I know about one in Hickson and one over by Polymer Drive. So, we did an Instagram on that. So,
check it out on Nutrition World. Yeah,
Nutrition World's Instagram. And we're going to be talking to Peyton Colston today. He was in the Chattanooga Fitness Contest bodybuilding, and he's going to talk about kind of how he got ready for it, what is bodybuilding, what does it really entail. I was also in it and felt like, honestly,
You did good.
He did great.
You did good, too.
I felt like I had pushed myself because I need goals to reach that last 10% of a lot of things in life. And that really helped me to reach that new level of fitness that I was happy with. I was very happy with.
Good.
Very exhausting. But living on 25 carbs for 6 to 8 weeks is a job in itself. Because three crackers are 25 carbs. So
I just had 25 carbs thinking about that. Then there's another 25. I just thought about it again.
50 carbs.
Absolutely.
You'll not get striated.
No.
Anything with that.
Nope. I'm okay with that.
Did a video on, and I think you're going to say yes to this. I've got a foggy memory at this minute, but went over and had lunch at Longhorn. And I was so impressed because Amber, our health coach at the store, who really loves to coach about gut health, mm-hmm. she's fantastic because she's had her own issues and learned so much, said that they offer real butter and they don't use MSG and they actually have some better quality ingredients than most restaurants.
Yeah.
I was skeptical. I looked it up and it seems to be true. So I went to eat over there.
It's one of my favorite places.
And I went with my great buddy Brian Connell and we had lunch. I had my normal. I always want protein, I want healthy fat, and I want a green vegetable. So I get my hamburger patty, no bun. I get broccoli on a side, and I get a side salad with no croutons, and I bring my own olive oil that we purchase from Nutrition World because I want my healthy fat. You can't get that at a restaurant, so you almost have to bring that in. And I asked the waitress, is this real butter? She said, yes, sir. That's all we use at this restaurant. I said, I cannot believe that. So we had a video. Cody and I did a video on going to the Longhorn restaurant.
I love Longhorn. I probably go there once a month.
Do you?
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend, we go there a little bit. I love it.
Well, and also I did a little Instagram on chocolate milk. Didn't realize, you know, chocolate milk, I know it's not a health food, but what gets me is the high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup compared to sugar is the difference between very, very dark, ugly, evil black and maybe just a little bit of vanilla with a tiny bit of gray in it. There's humongous difference. That was not a good analogy, really. That was it.
I don't know. I don't like chocolate milk anyway. I don't like milk.
You don't like chocolate or milk?
Yeah, I don't like chocolate. I used to drink milk all the time as a kid, and I drink it in cereal. I mean, I use it in cereal, but I don't like chocolate milk. I don't like chocolate. I don't like cheese and butterscotch and all that stuff anyway. So you're going to have the chocolate milk conversation on your own.
I saw something at Weigel's that I had not seen in years, which was strawberry milk. Did you used to drink strawberry milk?
No, I'm an American. I love freedom and capitalism, so I don't drink strawberry
milk.
You
did not drink
you. You can't milk a strawberry. No, thank you. You can't milk almonds. So, no, thank you. I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. I was going somewhere with the conversation on chocolate
milk. Oh, you were talking about chocolate milk being nutritional.
Okay, if you're
going to
have chocolate milk, then you want chocolate milk that has real sugar in it, which is cane sugar. You don't want high fructose. High fructose is like injecting it into your artery, and it's causing damage to your capillaries all the way down the list, of course, to weight gain, insulin resistance, everything else. So that was just kind of my expose on the chocolate milks that are available. I couldn't find any that had real sugar. But you know what? Over in other countries, they do. That's the thing. In Europe, they all have real
sugar. I bet it tastes like crap, too, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Yeah. It tastes It tastes like health. That's what it tastes like, low cholesterol.
Have you ever been across the oceans to another country, Glenn?
I've been to Jamaica. Yeah.
That's not really Europe. That's not.
I didn't say Europe. You said across
Brazil.
The ocean. I've flown to Jamaica.
Oh. You did fly in a plane?
Yeah. I've been to New York City. I've been to Idaho.
Oh,
I've been to Key West.
Is Idaho a country?
No.
No, it's a state.
Okay. Right, it is a state.
Yeah.
Thanks for...
Okay, well,
you ever been to Europe?
I've been everywhere, Clint.
Oh, have you?
Everywhere. You name it, I've been there.
Spain?
No, I haven't.
Wow. That took all of 2.4 seconds.
Italy, Paris, Brazil.
Greece. You've been to Greece? Okay. You've never been to Greece.
I actually haven't.
Been to Greece. You didn't want to say no. Yeah, Russia. You've been to Russia. No, you've been to Russia.
Okay, Antarctica. I've been to half of the other world.
Whatever. Okay.
Okay. You caught me.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah. You've not been everywhere.
I've been to a lot more than you have. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
You win.
You know, we talk about sugar and sugar sweetened beverages. This was a research study that found a link, a pretty good link between artificial and sugar sweetened beverages to atrial fibrillation. AFib is something we do not want. It's where the blood, there's different rhythms of the heart that get disturbed, and it can throw a blood clot because of the way the blood circulates into the atrium of the heart. And so AFib also makes you totally exhausted. And a lot of our clients who have it are devastated. They spend 3 to 2 weeks recovering from an AFib episode. Well, you know, does your physician really look into the connections with food and AFib? No, they don't. Zero. But the association was much stronger with AFib and artificial sweeteners when they did this huge study between people who had artificial sweeteners compared to those drinking straight fruit juice. The artificial sweeteners will trick your body into storing fat, stimulate your appetite, increase cravings for carbohydrate, and produce unique mechanisms of vascular impairment that lead to progression of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and AFib. So when you look at that container at Weigel's or any place you go that says sucralose, NutraSweet, aspartame.
What about stevia?
Stevia does not affect
any of that. I use stevia all the time. I was making sure I was doing the right thing.
Now, the thing about stevia is there's levels of quality, and the one I don't like is the one that's at restaurants in the little packets.
That's what I use. I use the green packets. That's what I use in my coffee every morning.
Mm-hmm. Well,
dadgum it. Those are bad for you?
They're not bad. They're just not of the quality that you would get from the normal stevia that is still being made. But
how do you figure out which is which, though? I mean, how do I know which is good stevia and bad stevia?
You shop Nutrition World always.
Y'all have stevia there. Okay, cool.
Yeah. We have stevia, Clint.
Well, I didn't know. I don't know. How many products you carry, Ed?
8,000.
There you go. Okay, hello, Neil.
We were the beginners of stevia. We talked about stevia before there was a stevia.
I remember you, like Penta Water. You were ahead of the curve on all kinds of stuff.
Ahead of the curve. Yep. And I don't particularly like stevia anymore because I just don't like have sweet taste. I don't want anything sweet.
No, I got to use stevia.
So I use Blue Bonnet's protein that has no stevia. They have one with stevia and one without. And that's what I use for my contest preparation because you drink 2 or 3 protein drinks a day. They're just too sweet.
Wow.
But you have a sweet tooth, probably. I would guess. I don't know. Oh, okay. He just shut his mouth. He's not going to talk about it. Well,
awkward.
I guess.
Start calling me names.
Hey, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Peyton about his bodybuilding experience. Pretty cool. Young fella.
Yeah.
Love the passion. I love passion with anybody for whatever field that they have chosen. And he's a hard worker in his regular life, but his number one hobby and passion is lifting weights and bodybuilding. And he works out with Matt Davis and Julie up at the train station. I just cannot say enough about those two. If you ever need a personal trainer, I'm going to tell you that you really, really want to get in shape, you go to the train station. That is the guru place of this whole area. So it is time to take a break. And when we be back, we'll be talking to him. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast it should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host Clint Powell. And also, we are going to be talking right now to Peyton Colston, someone I've known for several years, a very big advocate of Nutrition World health and fitness, and also did put on a great show at the Chattanooga Fitness just a couple weeks ago. And you did very well in bodybuilding. And so welcome to Vital Health Radio, Peyton.
Gentlemen, how are y'all?
We're doing great. And we want to, actually, 97% of the people listening right now probably really have never been to a bodybuilding contest. And I know there's a lot of perceptions about that. And I just kind of, let's spend a couple minutes talking about why this isn't just a theatrical production, or it's not a ballet dance, or it's actually a truly very, very challenging challenge in a person's life. I also was in the contest with you, and I really started about January 2nd to prepare for it, but I've always been an advocate of weight training, love the gym, you love the gym, and part of it is kind of us addicted people to workouts. But what exactly, how could you describe a bodybuilding contest?
It's like you said, it's challenging, I guess more mentally really challenging mm-hmm. than it is physically challenging.
I agree.
Really the thing with getting ready for a bodybuilding show is just time. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. You've got to have a good bit of dedication of time and
every
consistency.
Day.
Yeah. Like, you can't leave any stone unturned.
And it is a contest not about how big your muscles are. Now, there's categories that might do that. But most of the categories today are more like how symmetrical, muscular, mm-hmm. less body fat, have some parts to it of how good are you at exhibiting those muscles through posing.
Right.
And there's a lot that goes into that. Yes, Clint.
I was just going to ask, when did you get into this? When did you get into the bodybuilding? And what was the genesis? Like, what made you go, I want to do that?
So, I mean, I've been working at the train station. I've known Matt and Julie since I was about 16.
How old are you now?
26.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That long?
Yeah.
We love Matt and Julie. They are incredible. And Chattanooga's lucky to have those two people. There's no doubt.
Yeah, Matt's kind of taken me under his wing and mm-hmm. just trained with him. And he's coached me for my past two shows.
And he's a past what we call IFBB champion, which is a very significant level of bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, I've always been in the environment. I tried to do it in college, but I was like, the whole diet thing.
This college.
I'd rather go out, hang out with my friends and everything. And then I started doing the old music stuff, which we kind of got.
That's where I met
through.
You. You were in a band, yeah.
And that was being out in bars, playing, drinking beer, didn't really align with the whole bodybuilding thing.
Right.
So when they started the Fit Expo in, was it 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2020. I had volunteered and was working backstage, rolling out all the paper. So after about 2 years of me doing that, I was like, all right, I've got to do this. One, I'm tired of volunteering.
Right.
If I'm going to be here, I might as well compete. So, and I was working out with Matt during that time. So I was already doing the workouts. I was eating healthy and clean.
Well, I was going to ask, too, real quick, the diet part. because I've heard this from a lot of bodybuilding friends. The workouts are hard. They're grueling. You got to have it dialed in. But the real change for most people when they go from being fit to bodybuilding is the change in how they look at food.
Yeah.
How many carbs were you on the past few weeks? Low?
No, I never really did low carbs.
See, I did. I was on 25 carbs for the past 6 to 8 weeks, but I'm also almost 67, and I needed to burn body fat more efficiently than you can.
Who handles your food?
Matt.
Okay.
So, since I did my first show, I never really haven't really taken cheat meals. I don't eat out. I cooked all my food. Everything I would eat would be super clean.
Wow.
Even in a surplus, eating the most food I ever did, it was all still super clean. Beef, chicken, rice, eggs.
Do you meal prep on weekends or do you just do it daily?
I have the luxury of waking up early in the morning and just cooking my food for the day because I work from home.
So you cook everything at one time for the day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's smart.
I'll do my breakfast and protein at once, but I've got a rice cooker, so I can just throw my rice in the rice cooker and have it ready for whenever. Whatever.
How many grams of protein do you think you consumed each day?
200 minimum.
Yeah, I did about 200 also. I didn't get below 200. That required 2 to 3 drinks a day of the, I use Blue Bonnet protein, and that's the only way I could do it. I can't eat that much food myself. Were you using a protein drink?
Yeah, I was using Nutribio.
Yes.
People will be amazed that when you say it protein, and at least when I try to watch my protein intake, they'll be like, you need a pound, a gram of protein per body weight. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's fine. Okay. Until you start, watching that, it's hard to eat 200, 220 grams of protein. You get halfway through the day and you're like, well, I've eaten lots of meat and eggs and I'm at 80. You're like, you better get to it. Didn't you find that difficult when you started transitioning over? Weren't you like, holy mackerel, it's a lot to get protein in?
I mean,
was it easy for you?
I like to eat meat anyways, so it wasn't.
And you eat cleaner, as clean as you can meat. Nutrition World's meat is no antibiotics and other things, but hopefully you're trying your best to do those kind of meats.
Yeah, all the beef I get's grass fed.
Good.
All the chicken I get is organic.
Wonderful.
Whatever that means, I guess. It's coming from Costco, so maybe they're just slapping an organic label.
I tend to believe that it's still the most pristine that we can get. There's no doubt.
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, everything I would get, I would try to get the best quality I could find for where I was at.
And not all bodybuilders do that. Now, I have to be honest. I've been watching for 46 years, and some you have wisdom that has have compartmentalized both health and bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. And a lot of bodybuilders is all about the look and the appearance at any cost. And you're not one of those.
I adapted that from Matt because Matt's the same way. Matt's like health and bodybuilding both have to go together. And I mean, there's a give and a take sometimes. I mean, eating that much food and the grocery bills and everything, sometimes it's like, what's more important, getting the perfect eggs that I can get at the grocery store that are like whatever cost for 12, or do I just get the pack of 24 that will last me a little bit longer?
And preparing for a contest, we're not preparing for our optimal health, we're preparing to try to do the best we can.
Right.
And we talked about this just a minute before the show. I've done a lot of things in my life in 67 years and pushed myself and feel like a lot of my ego wants to be better at certain things, wants to challenge myself. I think that's a rite of passage that some of the younger guys are not willing to take that on, because it does take a massive commitment. And it's easy to sit in that audience and say, I think I could do that. Mm-hmm. But Sunday night, I was so exhausted. I went to bed at 5:40, and I don't ever go to bed that early. And I'm an early bedder, but not that early. And Saturday night after the contest, I mean, I was wiped out. I had nothing left, because emotionally, mentally, backstage 3 hours on Saturday morning, 3+ hours, and then coming back for another appearance on Saturday evening. And then the emotions that you're surrounded with, everybody's
so
focused.
It's adrenaline, too. Yes. That's a big adrenaline dump, man.
And it's anticipation, it's nervousness, it's all these things.
Can I ask you just a couple quick questions about your training? First of all, what are you weighing on stage and what are you weighing off stage? I mean, like now? Because I know there's got to be at least a few pound difference on stage. You got, are you just weighed the same all the time? Are you like doing the Matt Davis within 5 pounds of, which pisses me off.
So are we talking like
competition? Yeah, when you're on stage at your peak, right? You're competing, and then when you're, you know, just walking around weight.
Well, just walking around weight kind of fluctuates right now, just from doing the training. So in December I got up to about 210, which is the heaviest. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is the heaviest I've ever weighed. We were pushing. Matt was just like, just eat. Eat as much as you can and then eat some more.
Yeah.
And so, you were lifting heavy?
Yeah. We were doing a program called DC Training, which stands for Dog Crap Training, by a guy named Dante Trudell. And it's a brutal but effective workout. Like it's.
And what did you weigh at the show?
156.
Wow.
I lost over about 50 pounds.
In 6 months?
Yeah, it's from about January or about February ish to May.
Now, did you feel you came in at the right weight, or did you lose too little, too much?
Well, I mean, I was the only one there with striated glutes, so I'm not going to say I didn't.
So it seemed to work.
It worked, yeah.
So, one more thing about training, I'll give it back to Ed. What's your favorite exercise, least favorite, or favorite body part and least favorite to train? Because everybody's got one, even if they say they don't.
My favorite body part to train is legs. That's the only thing that I really show dominance in.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I can hold my own legs just conditioning wise, and that's probably my most impressive body part. Exercise,
yeah. What if you're training legs and you got a favorite?
Probably hack squat.
Yeah, I get hack squat a lot when I ask that question. What's your least favorite? Is the one you know you got to do, but you're like, I hate this.
Four legs
for any of them. Anything. I don't care. Just pick one.
Probably calves.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It's like part of the legs, though, man. You know, do you a least favorite exercise on calves?
On that DC training, there's a. The calf protocol is called like a stretch pause. So it's a total of 3 minutes on an exercise, whether it's a standing calf raise or a seated calf raise.
3 solid minutes?
3 minutes. So you're 15 seconds in a stretch position.
Yeah.
And then every 15 seconds you're doing a rep. So it's a total of 12 reps, but you're stretching for 15 seconds in between.
Now, so how sore did you get when you started that?
Oh, pretty sore.
But so is this just for calves, or is this for the all body parts?
That was just for calves.
Did you see results?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, it got to a point to where I was on the seated calf raise. I could by the last rep, I couldn't even get it up to lock it out. Matt would have to come over there and bail me out and pick it up.
That's
so I could,
funny.
It was brutal.
I may have to try that.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
How many days a week did you work out the past 6 months?
We started around 3, and then we would kind of gauge it up by 4. But when we were doing the 3 days a week, it was just very intense training.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got into the 4 days, we would just pull the intensity back but start adding in more volume. So we never really dedicated days to like shoulders or arms, and we would always just tack those on to like the end of a push workout or a pull.
Did Matt recommend counting calories?
No, we don't count calories.
I knew that, yeah. And that's what some people think, we have to count calories. Calories doesn't really count.
No, I mean, I would just write out my meals that I was eating, and he would say, all right, pull a banana out from your cream of rice meal, or pull the beef out, switch it with chicken. So we just gauged it like that, because I did the same thing every single day. So I would eat
consistency.
Consistency is the king.
So. What do you like about being on the stage? Or do you like it? Is it just the byproduct of what you do?
It's honestly the byproduct. Yeah.
See, I love being on stage.
I love the training part, the push, the log booking, the beating numbers and weight and everything in the gym. That's where I like to see the progression and everything. I mean, the stage is cool, but I would honestly do the diet and I would do the training like I was going to get on stage, but not get on stage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, see, I also, and we got to wind it up, but there's a letdown for me after a contest, and I pushed so hard for so long with such discipline. I mean, it's been a tough week. I go to the gym, I'll never not go, but I've had to really jerk myself up. How about you?
this past week to go.
To go. I mean, there's just a letdown that I want to kind of like be back into that plan and that program again.
No, I mean, I kind of like each phase for what it is.
Are you going to wait another year to do a contest? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to try and push some more size, get my upper body to
good.
That's always been my limiting factor is my upper body.
What do you want to weigh on stage, Nick? What do you?
I don't know. Just
yes,
whatever.
All of it.
Whatever brings the best look.
All the weight, Clint.
And we're about out of time. I want to say that you know you've been a very loyal customer of Nutrition World. You're so much wiser than some people about choices of products and how you do things, because there are bodybuilders who are doing a lot of negative things for their body as far as you know. Some supplements even, they're sometimes not well read, and they listen to the latest and the greatest and may not be getting the best advice. And you've always been one to be a very wise chooser of things. So, just summary, a lot of protein, you don't really watch the carbs, but you're eating very clean and working out extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt that Clint will ever have shredded glutes. You mentioned shredded glutes.
I thought that was a cereal, shredded glutes. I was going to go try to buy some, but apparently you got to work out for those, so I'm out.
Apparently, Clint.
I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. I have not seen Clint's glutes, so I don't know about
that. I'm glad you prefaced that. Yeah. He's got to make it weird every week. Every week we got to have something weird, but yeah.
Well, thank you, Peyton, so much.
It was good seeing you.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I got a bunch of notes on how to empower your health of you and your family. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m.
for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a great radio show about all things Chattanooga.
Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. And I'm Ed Jones with NutriWorld, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Great little interview with Peyton. And I want to mention, Optimize You was the major sponsor of the Chattanooga Fitness. We had other sponsors. NutriWorld was one also. But Optimize You was, I loved seeing Josh there. Had just amazing fun, and the organization at the tables, the food beat every year I've ever been there. I've been there 3 years in a row, competed two of those, but amazing, amazing food. And actually,
yeah, it was good.
And they had Patron put in the bar in the area for me.
Just for you.
Just for me. Just for Edward Jones.
You're a little high maintenance.
I am a special being on earth.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. Hey, yeah, special is a good word. Yeah, special. There's
I'm
a lot of
nothing else, man.
Connotations to the word special.
I'm just sitting here waiting for that wealth of knowledge you're about to send
away. I'm about to
splash
it out. All right. There have been more than 70 cases of transplant patients reporting experiencing thoughts and emotions similar to those of their organ donors. Mm. This has led to a theory that memories can be stored in the cells of our body. I love that. In fact, Bruce Lipton was one of the most impactful books that I have ever listened to and read, and he came out with similar theories of this, that we store our emotions in some deep-seated areas of our body. And that's one reason people have tough times healing, because if those emotions are not tapered or manicured or released or processed,
at least dealt with,
but the word dealt with sometimes in the American culture means made silent, and that's not really dealt with. It has to actually, it's like a poison, it's a toxin, and it has to be excreted on some level so that it becomes not an enemy, not a danger, not a toxin. And that's in the American culture, we do that through antidepressants. That doesn't do anything. That numbs the poison. That's like having really bad food in your belly and you take Imodium and you paralyze your intestinal tract. Oh, I'm well now. No, you're not. The bad food's still in there. It's still poisoning you. It's just you don't feel it, and it comes back to haunt you at another point. So I just find it so interesting, this whole story of transplant bodies carrying memories. Because on here, it continues to talk about many of these people had the same cravings of food that they never had before that were exactly what the donor's cravings of foods were. So that's interesting. Even some memories from the donor's life. So I love that. There's going to be a I'm going to really get dive deep into this new theory of microplastics causing heart disease. This is, to me, a very common sense type of discussion and argument that, you know, medicine does not have to be all Mayo Clinic, massive laboratories and years of research. Sometimes some of the good grandmother advice, which grandmothers wouldn't know about these plastics, but this is not hard to understand. We have developed a world that is so full of small pieces of plastic called nanoplastics.
Mm-hmm.
And they come, basically, they say that we are consuming the equivalent of a half a credit card minimum per month in our consumption of food and water, because the bottled waters all have microplastics. And when we say micro, that means they're tiny. And that's the problem. The bigger plastics actually don't harm us as much because they go through the system. But as far as these plastics, they are, we think, because they're seeing it now, that they are being observed in the arteries of people. In fact, there was a study of 312 people who they found arterial plaque that was removed during a carotid procedure. They had these microplastics. And of particular concern was the people in whom nanoplastics or microplastics were found are 4.5 times more likely to experience a stroke, heart attack, or death from any of the cause over 3 years of follow-up as people whose plaque did not contain nanoplastics. So if you have plaque, you test it, does not have nanoplastics, you are far greater chance of living. If you have nanoplastics, which are nothing but little pieces of plastic, you have a 4.5 times more chance of dying. Now, here's the catch. Oh, I drink filtered water. Well, like it says here, it is believed that only nanoplastics smaller than 200 or 0.2 microns can pass through the gut and the lungs. However, water filters standard for the removal of particles only extends down to 0.5. So it's actually unclear that even a water filter can filter out these nanoplastics. So add that to your fear worry list, Clint Powell.
Nope.
Okay.
I refuse to. I refuse to worry about things I can't see like that.
Oh, so if you can't see it, it's not going to be dangerous?
Because of microplastics. Yeah, I mean, I know they're there, but again.
As you drink your bottled water.
Yeah, tell me where to get rid of them. What do I stop doing? What do you recommend, Ed?
Bottled water.
Drinking bottled water.
Stop drinking bottled water.
Okay, so then I won't have any more microplastics. I will.
And then I stop, what else? Filtered water.
Yeah, then you drink filtered water. Stop driving with the windows down. Don't breathe. Don't eat that. Stop doing that. What kind of toilet paper do you wear? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Don't stop.
I like that toilet paper.
Cut that out. Don't do that. You've got microplastics. I don't know how you get rid of it because literally it's everywhere. They're finding it in the water we drink outside of just the bottled water. They're finding the foods we eat, the bottles, the condiments we use on our food. They're everywhere.
I think French Kiss it gives you microplastics too.
See, I don't understand. Every time we do a show, you've got to take it down away. I swear. That's all it is. No, Ed, I'm not kissing you. Stop.
Okay.
Stop. I don't want microplastics, Ed. More microplastics.
No micros for...
No more microplastics. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure Waffle House is taking care of the micros.
Matter of fact, when I leave here, that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go get some microplastics from Waffle House. Yes. Get them nice, and I want covered and smothered microplastics, please.
And we have no supplements that dissolve microplastics that I know about. So not even in the supplement realm, there's not even a remedy.
Living as good as you can, work out, sweat as much as you can out of you, keep good water in you as much as you can, eat the grill butter as best you can, you make the best decisions you can, and you're going to die anyway, but you'll have a better quality of life.
Good as you can.
Yes.
Gets the job done.
Yeah, do as good as you can.
Heck no.
Yes, good do the best you can.
That's not the best you can because I just told you that you're getting microplastics out of drinking bottled water and you drink more bottled water.
Right.
Don't look at my bottle water.
I was
going to
say, homeboy, what are we doing over here?
This is the only one this whole week I've drank.
Uh-huh. Did you drink that in Spain? Okay. You just keep talking. Keep talking, buddy. What else we got on your list over there? You know what you're doing right now, Ed? You're doing the best you can. You're drinking the water you have available in the moment.
It's not the best I can. The best I can is I would get up and go to Nutrition World and get me something.
You can't do that right now because we're recording. So the best you can in this moment is that water.
In the moment, not in my life.
No, in your life.
There are moments you have to save the plane, but other than that, you can fly.
Unfortunately, with the decisions I've made in my 56 years, the plane's going down every day. I ain't ground all day. Every day I get up in the morning and go, just keep it in the air, boys. Keep it in the air.
Keep it level. Come on now.
Come on, horizon, wherever it's got to be, fellas. Let's get to it.
Well, I love this article because I'm convinced of this article.
All right, let's hear it.
And you're going to really hate this.
No, I won't.
And I know this is true. I've read this research for probably 12 years because I am a nut about many things, one of which is my mattress and my pillow. Well, one-third of your pillow weight after 1.5 years will be dust mites and bug droppings. That's one-third of your pillow weight. So what do we do about that?
Well, now you got me. I'm going to go to Waffle House, and then my fat butt's going to go to the store, and I'm getting two new pillows.
Two new pillows.
Immediately.
Exactly. But here's the catch. If we're going to follow your advice, do the best you can.
And the best I can is go to home whatever it is and get two new pillows.
So here's the deal. The next page on this article, however, by changing one pillow for another, you may be changing one health challenge for another because bedding is a common household material where fire retardant chemicals are used with the idea by slowing a burning fire, but you have a better chance of escaping the flames. These fire retardant chemicals have great health risk. Mattresses, pillows, couch cushions, and even electronics may be doused in these chemicals, and they actually cause birth defects, reduced IQ. Obviously, that happened to you, and infertility.
I hope I can still have babies.
And you can't have babies anymore. Yeah, you're infertile. So what do I do? So what does a person do who does the very best?
Yeah, so what can I do? What kind of pillows
you follow? Ed Jones's advice, and you go online and you order an avocado pillow. Avocado pillows don't have no flame retardants. I love my avocado pillow, Clint Powell. Now, do they cost more? Well, yeah, they cost more, but that's what you do. You do your very best by
spending
more.
What if somebody can't afford the pillow, Ed? Is the best they can do is to go to someplace and get a new pillow so they're not laying in bug droppings and mites.
If they can't afford it, then they spend about $6 to get a covering.
Now that's a good one. They do make allergen covers for those. Yeah. There we go. So look, we found a happy compromise.
Whew, that was tough.
It wasn't tough. It's easy. You just go and get the pillow from the shop and put the cover on it.
I found this article accidentally, like I do many, because I read every morning for an hour to compile my brain's new information on health in very odd ways. But I have trusted sources. I do not read headlines and believe them. I have to know where it comes from, because the nutraceutical industry is, I won't say they're corrupt, but they're not much better than pharmaceuticals sometimes for exaggerating to sell a product. And that's why we vet as much as we can for the accurate stuff. But this is from the site Fact, and they give all of the references to make sure that it's very accurate. The smell of donuts does increase flow to the genitals. There's no doubt. That's what it says. According to a study 2020 by the American Academy of Neurological and Orthopedic Surgeons, the smell of donuts and licorice combined can increase the blood flow to the male genitalia by 32%. Yeah. Now, if you mix the odors of donuts and pumpkin... Quit looking at me that way. Mix the odors of donuts and pumpkin pie, causing an increase of 20%. But the ultimate way to supercharge that blood flow to that organ is the combined of lavender pumpkin pie, and that goes 40%. So for when you need it, you just get some lavender at Nutrition World and get some pumpkin pie, Clint Powell, or you could do the donuts, because that still gives 20%. So instead of doing pharmaceuticals, you can just do donuts now. So Krispy Kreme is going to skyrocket after this little article that I just read. It's true. It's just, I'm not making fun of it. It is absolutely in the literature.
I have not said anything for 45 seconds. You're arguing with yourself.
Oh, okay.
I've not disagreed with you. Of course donuts are good for life. Of course you make babies when you eat donuts.
See?
Yes, they're happy foods. They're horrible for your heart. They're terrible for your joints. Mm-hmm. Eat two or three donuts. Go make some babies. The world's a better place. I don't know where if I had a company right now, I would make all perfume scents out of all of those things. I would have like a donut, pumpkin pie, there, whatever it is, perfume.
Based on that one study, you could sell a lavender pumpkin donut and go crazy. I may start that company. Yes. Okay. This is completely another direction, of course.
Yeah, I don't know how you stay on the direction of donuts and making kids, but yeah, give it a shot.
It wasn't really making kids. It's making the ability to make kids more effective, Clint. It wasn't about fertility. It was about performance, okay?
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah. I mean, clarify the discussion.
My bad, Dr. Jones.
Yeah. So this was interesting. Just on one of the major news networks, they just showed the photo of 29, and here's the headlines, sports stars who died in 2024. Mm. And there was 29 sports stars, and they didn't die.
And we're only 6 months in the year.
Is this for 2024? 6 months in the year, that's right. And so these are not car wrecks. These are dropping dead from not unknown. There's reasons, but what's the real reason for the reasons? And we have to go back to vaccines. We have to go back to the COVID. We have to go back to the
Why do we have to do that?
Because I said so, one. But two is, just correlation isn't proven just because anyone says that. But this never happened in all of our last decades with people who are, I mean, athletes are, they do some odd things sometimes, like we talked about with bodybuilding. They don't always take the right things or eat the right food, but they're in phenomenal shape. And normally, exercise alone makes you immune from many of the health problems until you get a certain age. Then you can't help it. But 28 of these people dropped dead. So it's just it's coming out. It's starting to, again, eke out slowly, not with headlines, that we should be very cognizant of the type of vaccine that happened with COVID. It's the mRNA vaccine. It's all vaccines have something going on, like thimerosal. I'm concerned about that for kids and Alzheimer's and dementia. But this other vaccine's different. It's reprogramming our body.
Well, I won't go into that part of it. I'll let you handle that because that's you know more about it. But I did hear some congressional testimony with Dr. Fauci. And one of the things that, and I have my own political viewpoints about that. I don't trust him really much at all. But one thing he said is they were questioning him on, you said originally the experts, quote, said this. And he goes, well, there's things we didn't know at the time. And what frustrated me about that is, right. And I saw doctors, I saw medical professionals, I heard podcasters that were very smart, like the Ben Shapiro's of the world, the Ben Greenfields of the world, that were saying, you're running real-time experiments and you're mandating it and you're guilting people into taking it. And I'm okay with putting it out there and being honest. We're not really sure. We think this has a good thing. If you want to go take it, take it. I'm fine with it. But when you start telling me this is an absolute proven thing and you're a bad person if you don't do it, and later they go, well, in reality, we didn't know. And I go, right. So what you're admitting to is you ran a real-time experiment on everybody and you made me feel like crap for not doing it if I chose not to. That's not a good mix for my leaders to take.
No.
I'm okay with a little bit of all that, but when you combine it all together, that's poor leadership.
It was a no-win situation, actually.
You gave me two decisions.
And neither
both
one.
Both based in fear.
Yes, yes.
Both, and then if I chose one over the other, you told me I was wrong and I was a bad person. That is not good leadership. I'm sorry, my little friend there.
Well, the Weasel Fauci is on the stand, or has been on the stand, no doubt. Yeah. And lastly, I love the research that involves melatonin at times. Melatonin is an interesting compound because it can extend lifespan. In some animal studies, it also has some very beneficial help, not always in sleep, but it helps to regulate the rhythm of sleep, but only if you do the right dose, the right time. It's not that simple. But this was a study among 30 adults who had sleep apnea. Never read a study like this before. And it found that taking 10 milligrams of melatonin 60 minutes before going to bed for 1 month improved the quality of sleep by 6.5 points. Now, keep in mind, the scale is from 0 to 21. So this is substantial. I mean, 0 to 21. 21 is the best. 0 is nothing. This got almost a 7 just by taking a 10
is
milligram.
Is it 10 milligrams a lot, though?
It's a lot. That's why this study was interesting. Now, I've taken 10 milligrams by a brand that we have, by Solgar. Really like that brand, and it used to work for me very well. I don't do that any longer, but it reduced daytime sleepiness by almost 7 points, again, on the scale of 0 to 24, improved daytime function by 5 points on a scale of 10 to 40, compared to placebo. And the percentage of time spent asleep while in bed increased to a good level with the melatonin compared to placebo. This is why sometimes the 1, 2, and 3 milligrams don't work for some people. I will say the side effect of that can be dreams that are very vivid, that it can actually kind of be disturbing because they're so realistic. And also for me, it's weird, but I picked up a rhythm of, or a, I know I took enough of it on and off to realize that I had skipped heartbeats when I did it. It wasn't an AFib, but it was one of those boom, 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 boom. You know, those kind of bother you, especially at night.
Absolutely.
Do you get those very often?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm rock solid, baby.
Rock baby. There you go.
There you go.
Only getting better with the years.
Just like wine or cheese or something.
I rated wine as the worst thing you can put in your body, too. Only tequila. All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we have a couple words of wisdom, that plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2023? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And as we spoke about earlier, I did the Chattanooga Fitness Contest, and a few days before, I remembered this quote by Theodore Roosevelt, which helped to inspire me because I knew I wasn't going to go in there and just clean up and get first places and all that. So I love this. This is called The Man in the Arena. Mm-hmm. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man or the woman who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strove valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcomings, but who does not actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Theodore Roosevelt. That is a keeper.
Absolutely. I love that. That's one of my favorite quotes. That was on my t-shirt when I did unboxing promotions, for when I was doing the promoting stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I love that. It's one of my favorite. The credit goes to the person in the ring.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if we fail, we haven't really failed, because you were the brave one who stood up. And I told somebody that, a young kid who came to me. I was sitting at Starbucks the morning of the contest, and he came over and said, "Are you in the contest?" Because we both had these tans. And I said, "We can't lose. It doesn't matter what happens." How many people are willing to stand in front of a crowd with a small little suit on and show their weak parts?
Yep.
I got a lot of weak parts. And
listen, everybody wants to be a beast till it's time to do what beasts do.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
Yeah, it's easy to talk about it.
That's right.
All right, my friend. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com and tell your friends about it. We thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.